Hello guys, what's up? This is Yao Buidu. Well, for you can call me NYB, and this is my album review show where I look at dope albums on the continent or outside the continent. I represent the continent, tell you what I'm feeling, what I'm not, and we have a vibe. Basically, that's what I do. Don't forget to follow me on social media at NYB_life. On Twitter, on Instagram, Snapchat, and also on TikTok. On Facebook, it's Yao Buidu. You get me? Aha. Today, I'm going all the way to Jamaica, where I'm going to join the CTBC Airlines, that is Cool to Be Conscious, with Morgan Heritage, and fly back to the motherland with their new album titled The Homeland.
Can never be forgotten. The essence of your homeland is ever present in your existence. We are who we are, and no matter how far the journey of life takes us, home is in the heart. Amen. Yeah,
as upon the sunrise.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Wayne feeling, it's your boy Brock Kevin Beats, and myself, I'm tuned into my favorite NYB. Yo, I know he's your favorite as well. Stay tuned. What's up, what's up, what's up?
So The Homeland is a 22 song project put together by the 3-time Grammy winning super group Morgan Heritage. They are widely known for their reggae sound, even though they've had pop success in Asia, especially Japan, but worldwide they are widely known as reggae artists. Well, on this album, which happens to be their 13th album, they've decided to go with a world music route, where they have come back to the motherland Africa to pick our sound and also the sound of Jamaica, infused it and created a beautiful sound of their own. And this is a project that Africa needs to celebrate, because it truly embodies what Africa is to the global market. And for Morgan Heritage to come down to do this, I need to say salute to Morgan Heritage for thinking about the continent Africa, and for deciding to put some of our biggest stars and some of our biggest prospects on this album, which will project not just them but also the artists and the sound, the rich African sound that Africa has. You know, because under the Afrobeats umbrella, we've been kind of limited. I think the only sound which is penetrating through is Amapiano, but then Afrobeat seems to have covered every type of sound, even though we have different type of sounds from the African continent. Like, because Africa is big, from east, west, south, north, different cultures, different feelings, different instruments, different vibes, and this is what this album does beautifully. And the album sets off with Bambolele, which takes a look back at South Africa during the apartheid moment, when they were doing the revolution. You get it, like the sounds. And big ups to the Brothers and Sisters Art Organization for putting this together with Morgan Heritage to open the album. It's a beautiful piece. The album features a lot of people: Gentleman, Ruffinan, Pop Khan, Busy Signal, Beanie Man, Shaggy, Esvela, Eddie Kenzo, Charlie, Esvela from SA, Eddie Kenzo from Uganda, same as Jose Chameleon. We have Yusun Du, we have Lord Alajiman, we have Rocky Dawuni, we have like Flo Gray. You get it, and I'm not even mentioning the top Ghanaian stars was at the high down for last. Stone Boy is on this album, and we have the man himself, Controversial, King Kong, the dancehall kid, the African dancehall kid, Shatawale, featured on this album too. We have Maki too. We have Ice Cream Chloe, like Alpha Blondie, the legend Alpha Blondie. Oh man, this album is packed Ja Priza from Zimbabwe, Otile Brown in Jamaica. Like, yo, this album is really packed with different sounds. And that's the beauty of it. It has sounds from the east, from the west, from the south. And you can feel it in every single song that you listen to. Authentically done, straight from the motherland. You get it. So that's some of my favorite songs. Diamond Love is a favorite. Positive with Shaggy and Beanie Man is a favorite. We have the high tempo danceable record Ready with RJ the DJ featuring J Chameleon and the man himself. Pa 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 pa. Shatawale. And we also have Fully Life featuring Stonebwoy, so that had Bounty Killer and Baby Sham. And it was one of the lead singles released before the album dropped. Another single that was released before the album was Just a Number. We spoke about Cancel Culture. And yeah, that was a reggae tune. And that was to welcome us into the world music arena. And that's a beautiful tune because so much sense in that record. So you guys need to go listen to it. Another favorite of mine is Wachu Nikupenda. We have Maria. In fact, I have a lot of favorites. I have a lot of favorites on this album. And Heaven is another beautiful piece. This album is an album that was carefully created and deserves all the listen that it needs. I think people have always been saying Afrobeat is one way. Then you need to listen to this. If it is lyrics that you want, this is the album. If it is vibes, this is the album. If it's the African sound, this is the album. If it is a bit of reggae, this is the album. I think the only sound that wasn't represented was probably the amapiano sound, but that's understandable. But this is a beautiful piece, which is shattered across more than 15 African countries, number one, number two, like different aspects, and making a lot of waves across the globe. Morgan Heritage premiered or was in Ghana for the album release party. They did a pre-listen in New York, then they had one in Uganda, then they did press in Europe, came to Ghana for the release party on the 21st of April, which was a survive. Shot the video with Shatawale, which is out now. You guys can go check it out. And then went to London to continue the promotion, and they are still on the promotional run. Yeah, this is a project that is dear to their heart. This is their 13th album, so you should know they've been really working hard to make sure that this album really enters into spaces that will positively impact the African continent. You get it. So big ups to the big men in Morgan Heritage, from Mr. Mojo to Peter and to Grams. We say congrats on the new album, and definitely, I know my people on the African continent are going to do the listen. Like, I've been listening to the album. I've been listening. Plus, I had like an early preview to the album. I think I've been enjoying the, I've enjoying aspects of the album from January. From January, listening to this and bits, to when it was fully done. So yes, I consider myself privileged to be among the few to have actually heard the album, and my ear was part of the process. So it's unbelievable. So big ups to Morgan Heritage, and you guys should go stream this album. It's an amazing album, definitely. I don't think there's a song you can skip. You get me? And the visuals are carefully created. The promotion and the rollout has been amazing, has been on point. It's been like they're really putting effort into it, and that's the beautiful aspect about it. So definitely you guys should go stream this album. It's one worth the listen. And like I said, my favorites of this album, definitely Diamond Love, Positive, Heaven, and yeah, the one with Shatawale, Ready, which is like the main song of the project when it came out. Like you can hear the energy, the vibe. So go stream that video on YouTube too. Well, I come your way next week, Charlie. Stream this album. The name is Yao Budu Alba, for you can call me. NYB. Don't forget to follow me on social media at NYB_live. And yeah, I'm proudly powered by Next Level Management. Next Level, NEST LVL. You can follow them on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, and then also on Facebook. And yeah, and big shout out to my people at Muse Africa. Amazing people. Yeah, we're still making the magic happen. And big shout out to my people at Boom Play 2 for the support. For the support and the vibes. We definitely appreciate you guys. Guys, stay safe. So we meet again next week. Don't forget, this is the NYB Live album review. And don't forget, like I'm saying, I have the next podcast coming up. Like, this is the Big Talk with NYB. We are talking to artists, industry folks, talents, professionals. You get it? Because you need to understand this music business. If you want to make move this music and make it profitable for all of us, you need to learn the business aspect. So that's what I'm coming to do, and it's going to be amazing. Stick and stay. Let's have fun with it. Let's go.